If you're looking to buy a home in many states, the seller must tell you if it has ever flooded and if it's in a federally designated floodplain. Some states require landlords to share that flood risk information with prospective renters, too. But in Vermont, you aren't entitled to any of that information. Historic flooding devastated the state this summer, and climate scientists anticipate more intense storms in the future. That leaves Vermonters piecing together what risks they face as they decide where to live. Here to tell us more is Vermont Public's Carly Berlin. Hey, Carly.
Hey, Jen.
Carly, will you tell us what exactly a mandatory flood disclosure requirement is? And what do other states require?
So think of flood disclosure as a sort of umbrella term. There's no federal requirement for flood risk disclosure, so states have a whole hodgepodge of different laws on the books. For example, in Louisiana, they have some of the strongest flood disclosure requirements, and if you're looking to buy a home there, the seller has to tell you if they had flood insurance on the house and how much their premium costs and if they've ever filed a claim. In a growing number of other states, the seller has to tell you if the house has any history of flooding and if it's in a high-risk flood zone designated by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which would require you to have flood insurance with a federally backed mortgage. A few states also have protections for renters on the books, like New Jersey, which just passed a law earlier this summer that says if your landlord doesn't mention that your apartment is in a federally designated floodplain, you can terminate your lease without penalty.
So how does Vermont compare to other states on this then, Carly?
Vermont doesn't have any of these requirements in place. Most other states in New England lack these mandatory flood disclosure requirements, too. The Natural Resources Defense Council and Columbia Law School did a state-by-state analysis of flood disclosure laws, and they gave Vermont a failing grade. Here's Joel Scotta, a senior attorney at the NRDC.
So Vermont, in comparison to other states, is a poor actor when it comes to requiring flood disclosure.
Now, Vermont does have a voluntary form that a home seller fills out, which includes some information about flooding. And a representative from the Vermont Realtors Association told me it's used as a standard of practice in real estate transactions. Realtors really encourage people to use it. But again, it's not technically required, and not all sales go through realtors. And for renters, there's no real backstop in place, which leaves them relying on whatever flood information their landlord chooses to tell them.
So, Carly, where does that leave Vermonters trying to assess their potential flood risk?
It leaves them without a standard baseline of information to assess their risk, and scrambling to piece it together often after they've experienced flooding. I spent some time with Kristen Warner, who owns a condo in Montpelier. It's this light blue clapboard house. She loved it because her preteen daughter could go walk right downtown a few blocks away. Warner bought the condo about 2 years ago, and she didn't recall any communication about flooding during the sale process. She doesn't remember ever seeing that voluntary seller's report. There was nothing about flood risk in the condo association bylaws, nothing from the prior owner, nothing from the bank that gave her the mortgage or the nonprofit organization that administered the sale. But then, on July 10th, the water on her street started to rise. I caught up with her in August.
And you could see right here, the water line was essentially covering the entire basement foundation and right under the trim.
The water smelled terrible. It ended up being laced with sewage. After Warner had hauled out all of her totaled stuff from the basement, she started to wonder, should she have been warned about the risk of flooding when she bought the place? So she started poring over documents from the sale. And deep in her appraisal report, she found this tiny checkbox. Yes, the property was in FEMA's special flood hazard area.
And I feel very haunted by that size 9 tiny checkbox and that I failed to ask those questions. And as a first-time homeowner with low, moderate income, I just didn't have the background to know how to ask those questions. I did this on my own.
She kept going deeper down this rabbit hole, though. And she found out that there was an amendment to FEMA's map. The property had been taken out of the high-risk flood zone in 2016. The president of the condo association told me she had asked an engineer to look into the flood zone status, which ultimately led to this change. She told me it was important because when the property was in the high-risk zone, flood insurance was required for residents with a federally backed mortgage, and that could be really expensive. But for Warner, our homeowner, she only learned about this back and forth about the home's risk of flooding because she'd gone digging. And even if FEMA didn't place her in a high-risk flood zone anymore, that didn't mean her home was safe. The agency's maps have been widely criticized for being outdated and incomplete, and for failing to accurately reflect the increasing flood risks associated with climate change. Other projections that do take climate change into account put Warner's home at extreme flood risk. The damage to her place ended up being from a sewage backup, which property insurance will cover. So this time around, no real harm in not having flood insurance. But she's worried about what happens next time the Winooski River starts to rise.
And now I feel like I am burdened with a property that is unstable. And that's really upsetting for me. I still have a child in school. We were really counting on this for stability.
Carly, where do lawmakers stand on this? I mean, could a mandatory flood disclosure law be something we see introduced at the State House next year?
It could be. I talked to Representative Tom Stevens, who chairs the House Committee on General and Housing. He said he's considering putting forth a flood disclosure bill in January. But he acknowledged that homeowners could be anxious that a mandatory flood disclosure could make their homes less attractive to a potential buyer and potentially drag down their sale price.
People are going to feel like you're putting a scarlet letter on their house.
So we'll be waiting to see what the conversation in the State House might look like next year.
That was Report for America Corps member Carly Berlin. Carly covers housing and infrastructure for VT Digger and Vermont Public. Carly, thanks so much for your reporting.
Thanks for having me.